And we are back live from Olympia. Rob Francis here on the Capitol campus. John McKay back in studio. Joining me right now, Senator Jeff Wilson from the 19th. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, gentlemen. Thank you for having me over the halfway mark here in Olympia.
Yes, and good day for you. A couple of bills on the Senate floor that you got passed. One of the ones, and certainly this has been a topic that has been out there a lot over the last couple of years, and that is forever chemicals. Talk to us a little bit about the bill that you had passed today that deals specifically with those. And I believe there's an agriculture piece to it as well, wasn't there?
Absolutely. The bill that we passed today sends a strong message about biosolids, and biosolids is an end product of the wastewater treatment plant. To our friends in the agricultural community, especially east of the Cascades, it's known as fertilizer or soil enrichment. But ultimately, it's stuff that we put on the land and hope that we get bigger, better crops. However, we should at least take the time now to address a growing concern called forever chemicals. We should know if they're even there or not, and we should know how much is good for you and how much is bad before we put it on your land.
Yeah, and we know that firefighters and I believe it's airport firefighters, a lot of what they were using for a long time to put out fires on runways and everything else had a lot of PFAS in those. And, of course, cooking implementations for a long time had PFAS. And now, you know, we find out being used in agriculture as well. And so Department of Ecology would lead this up in taking a look at and seeing what's exactly in there.
Absolutely. Department of Ecology is asked and told to develop standards so that we have that recognition of, again, what is that limit that we would say is safe or not? I think it's a fair question. It's well past due because, if you mentioned PFAS or forever chemicals, they've been used in a lot of things. And it's we're just now realizing that forever lasts a long time. We can't break it down. We just have to be extra careful before we go applying it without guessing whether it's there or not. So this is a very good day in Olympia for this product.
And the second bill that you had that was passed today.
The second bill deals a lot with the words that we use often here in Olympia, housing crisis. We've got a housing crisis. The bill that passed today was Senate Bill 5749, and it provides an opportunity for local governments, not Olympia, but local governments, to make the decision of underutilized property. It could be a lot of space, say, at the local mall that isn't being used, and you can use this property or this land for housing. And again, it puts the driver's seat into the local community to decide what they'd like to do this. And it kind of gives you a pass in between your comprehensive plans. In other words, this is one of the ways that Olympia says, we see some red tape, sharpen those scissors and cut the red tape. This is exactly what this bill does.
How did you get your counterparts on the other side of the aisle to agree to any aspect of local control?
Well, I got to tell you, those are some of my trade secrets I don't know if I want to share with all your listeners, because when you're on a winning streak, let's just keep going from the minority position that I represent.
So, I mean, it's a very intriguing bill, certainly. And I know that there have been a number of areas in the country that have taken empty malls and converted them into apartments and other living communities. Would this bill allow for that, or would it allow for the local jurisdictions to rezone that land from commercial into residential?
Absolutely. In fact, it does both.
Oh, good.
That's part of the bonus of this bill. Maybe that is why we were so successful on the Senate floor, because it resonated, believe it or not, both sides of the aisle sensed the truth of the intent of this bill, and that is to quit complaining about it and actually start building about it.
Well, good. And now hopefully we'll be able to cut some regulations on the housing building community, and the builders will be able to get in and build these at an affordable price that people will actually be able to buy them.
Well, let's take one bill at a time here, because the affordability is still the Pandora's box that we need to put the lid back on and put affordability back in affordable.
So we know we're just kind of starting to get into the waters. We know there's still a lot of budget coming up, a lot of budget discussions coming up. But what are some of the other bills that you believe you're going to see over the next week or so, that the ones that have been circled, which ones haven't gotten to you yet, that you know that there's going to be a fight?
Well, I tell you what, the list may be too long for what limited time we have on the air today. And that's kind of a little bit unfortunate because I don't want to be put in a position to be defensive.
Right.
I represent everybody in the district. And in doing so, we know that there's so many challenges that working folks are facing right now. It's not just the price of gas. It's the price of eggs, milk, food, existence overall. So I don't have one really bad bill coming in there. I'm aware that they are coming. And I choose to be positive because my job is to remain effective and efficient until the last day and we hear that gavel.
Now, and if I remember correctly, Senator Wilson, you have the last coal-fired plant in Washington State in your district, correct? It's not yours?
Yeah, it's in a district near the 20th district.
That's right, 20th.
Just over the line.
I thought it was Longview-Kelso area where it is. I wasn't sure if it was exactly your district or not. But it was certainly one of the questions is replacing that power, replacing, you know, what, and I know it's been, gosh, it was a couple of years ago they passed the law to start phasing that out.
Well, what they phased out was hope.
Well,
because ultimately what we all need, it's almost like, you know, the engine room scene on Star Trek. We need more power. All of us need dependable kilowatts that we can count on. When we hit that light switch, wouldn't it be nice to know if we raised it in the up position, the lights are going to come on and stay on. We're at a very precarious part where we've oversold ideology into a place that really doesn't generate power. So we don't have a very good replacement plan, and quite frankly, it should concern us all because hydropower is still golden to all of us.
I want to ask you as well, because I know that, you know, you've certainly been involved in the business end of things for a long time. There was a bill today as well that was talked about, and I heard Senator Leas mention he was looking forward to not having to pay $28 to handle recycling anymore. Now, we know a bill that they want to add certain eligibility requirements for the elected office of sheriff. Maybe we need to run one that adds math proficiency as a test for those that want to run for the state legislature, because I don't think he understands that cost. He's going to pay for it anyway, just in a different way.
Well, quite frankly, if you're going to throw math into the equation, why don't we do what's best for everybody? Utilize that math and become accountable. My heavens, should not government be accountable to the people that they represent and whom we serve?
But it was really fascinating to me in those arguments, because you want to take – these are the only instances where they want to take the burden off of the individual and put it back onto the producer. But when it comes to everything else, they want the taxpayer to shoulder the cost. It's fascinating. They want to save $28, but then they want to lift lids on local levies. They want to lift lids on property taxes, which is a heck of a lot more than $28.
Absolutely. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if your listeners are so patient with this, because this is the year of the tax-a-palooza. There isn't a tax that we're not looking at. And come on, everybody, we know for a fact you should never tax your way out of your problems, because this is the road that we continue to go on. And, you know, just be assured, everybody listening today, that there are some of us here that will not give up that fight. We hear you. We know who we work for. And to tax, you can't kid anybody anymore.
Senator Jeff Wilson from the 19th, appreciate your time. Appreciate your hospitality out here today as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back with Senator Matt Behnke from the 8th District as we continue on from Olympia. Bottom line, News Radio 610 KONA, live on location.